So it's not like it would be a huge transition.
No, I played linebacker the whole year, though. I'm a year. Yeah.
What's your feelings about the types of defenses in the NFL, the difference between 3-4s and 4-3s, and what teams might be looking for, and how you might fit into one of those schemes?
I believe I can fit into any scheme. I mean, I'm a fast learner, so I'm a student of the game, so it'd be easy for me to pick up any defense, I believe. And, you know, 3-4, 4-3, it's all really the same to me.
What was your scheme in college?
Actually, we ran a 4-3, and we also had a 3-4 package.
And you were moving around in the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
And were you comfortable moving around? I mean, like, obviously, you have to play different positions at different times, and versatility is always the buzzword around here.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like you could fit that mold if somebody wanted you to move inside, outside, whatever you needed to do, you could handle it?
Definitely. I believe I could play anything on the field. You know, if you want to beef me up and put me on a D-line or O-line, I can do that.
Just give me the shot, right?
How did Coach Davis coming down there help you guys play?
He helped us a lot. I mean, great coach, NFL coach. He brought the NFL mentality to us. And, you know, he just made us all work harder. He expected a lot from us, and we wanted to, you know, not disappoint him.
How do you feel going up front, playing on the D-line, and now? How do you feel that's going to help you moving back to linebacker?
Oh, I never played D-line, actually. Yeah, I just played linebacker.
You
might be talking about Holly.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah,
what
he played D-line. Yeah.
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 Got you two mixed up.
Yeah.
It's like I knew there was one of you guys. I couldn't remember which one.
Yeah.
What size are you coming out
here?
Here?
Yeah. 227.
6'1", 227.
Talk a little bit about your skill against the run. What do you feel makes you effective?
Just my aggression. I'm like, I don't get stuck on blocks. I shed blocks very well, use my hands a lot. And, you know, I work out hard in weight room, so I tend to sometimes I muscle linemen and stuff like that. So I believe that's always a plus for me.
What have you been doing to prepare for the combine? Where have you been? Where have you been training?
I've been training down in Orlando, Florida with Coach Tom Shaw. He really does some good work down there.
Have you seen a good improvement in your performance, your numbers, or whatever, your measurements, before you ended up going to train with them and then since?
I mean, it's really hard to tell because, you know, you work so hard all the time, so your body's kind of worn out a little bit, but I guess we'll have time to see here in a little bit.
What's your favorite part of playing football?
I like the intensity that the game is played with. You know, I like the passion. So, I mean, I just love the game.
Oh, you were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How did the changes make you a stronger player?
I brought in a chip. Definitely had a chip on my shoulder, a tremendous chip, actually. You know, I try to take that on my every opponent because I feel like every opponent I played against overlooked me because I didn't have no offers. Yeah.
As a guy who was a walk-on, is this really sort of surreal for you that you're knocking on the door of an NFL career right now?
It kind of is, but at the same time, you know, I'm not really at the point of where I want to be at yet. You know, I'm not that highly rated guy that you see on TV all the time, you know. But I feel like I should be and stuff like that, and I'm just here to prove myself once again. It's just like being in high school.
That walk-on experience gonna benefit you?
Definitely. Yeah. I already been there, down that road. I know what it takes.
So if you go undrafted, it won't spur your interest?
Nah, definitely
not. Get you down or anything?
Nah.
Were you a baseball player?
Baseball player? Nah, in middle school I played baseball. Yeah.
I thought y'all had another walk-on that was a baseball player.
You might have been talking about a guy named Tice.
That's
maybe
it.
Yeah,
that's
Tice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What sports did you play growing up?
I played baseball. I played football, definitely. Basketball, tremendous basketball player, I believe myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
what's the best part of your basketball game?
Actually, I'm like I can really do it all, to be honest with you, not really try to brag on myself. I used to shoot the lights out, and, you know, I had some good handles and everything. So, you know, I had a total of a package. And I also ran track, stuff like that, too.
Did you run track?
I ran the 100, done high jump, done shot put, tried to throw the discus, but that didn't really work out too well.
Have you had a chance to meet with any teams and start to experience what that one-on-one exchange is like?
Yeah, I have. I have. It's a great experience. I mean, you know, it's kind of intense. They don't mind getting right to the point about what they really want to hear. So,
tell a little more about that. What do you mean? Give us an example of.
I mean, the conversation I had with one guy was just simple as first we were talking about football. He'd say something about football, and then all of a sudden he'd stop. Are you on drugs? Stuff like that. And I was like,
just trying to throw you off balance.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you react?
I just laughed at
Did
it.
You?
Yeah, I laughed at it. Stuff like that. Yeah, it was kind of funny, though.
That's
it was definitely
great.
Kind of funny.
Who have you talked with so far?
I talked to a lot of teams, actually. Man, I talked to a lot of teams.
It's just informal conversations, or is it actually sitting down and doing the interview process where they're all in a room?
No, it was more like an informal type thing. It was like a few guys at a table, and you know, they just pull you to the side and they just have conversations with you about football, about your background, your character, and stuff like that.
Were you prepped for that?
Well, was I prepped?
The last couple of months for the interview process?
No, not really. I was told what to expect probably, and but I never really was told. I was never told to tell what to say or whatever.
From your background and upbringing, are you just comfortable talking to people and doing public speaking, you know, and need me and having cameras on you?
Yeah, it's really no big problem for me. I mean, it's just normal, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really faze me at all. I love the guy, definitely.
You telling me he eats everything in the house?
Oh, yeah, he definitely does. He definitely does.
Oh, jeez. Did you pick an agent yet?
Yeah, I'll pick the agent.
Who's
Jeremy Sanders.
Did you guys start rooming together by chance, or was it you guys been friends for a while and then room together? How'd that happen?
You know, we both came in at the same time. It's me, him, and one of our other close friends. We're like a tight-knit group. And, you know, we just always been like that. We always, like, if one of us don't have any money, then the other two will provide. If, you know, if they're hungry, I cook, stuff like that. It's a real close relationship.
What if you end up on the same team with him in the NFL? Would you pick that up?
We talked about it. We talked about actually maybe getting a house or something together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in touch with anybody who is in the NFL right now who's been able to give you any advice?
Yeah, definitely. I had a few teammates. Victor Worsley. He plays for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Talked to him a few times. David Thornton, he always keeps in contact with me because, you know, we came from a similar background for him being a walk-on in South Carolina also.
Right.
So we keep in contact. Talk to Willie Parker and stuff like that.
What did David tell you about this process anywhere along the way? Anything specific you can remember that was good advice he gave you?
He told me don't get overwhelmed by it, you know. First thing he told me, he was happy for me and stuff like that. He said, you're on that right track. On the right path. He said, just continue doing what you're doing.
How much inspiration can those two be, especially Billy Parker, who wasn't even a full-time starter?
Yeah.
Was the top rusher in the NFL at one point this year.
Yeah, it's definitely great inspiration because, they know what it takes. So for them to, talk to me and tell me, help me out, try to get me on the right path, because they're already there. So, you know, I want to be what they are right now. So, you know, it was a great inspiration.
What's the biggest challenge for you, you think, this weekend?
Biggest challenge for me? Probably my patience, definitely, because, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to perform for everybody, showing what I have, showing what I got to offer and stuff like that. That's my biggest thing.
The long wait for you, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to get it over?
Yeah.
What drill are you going to blow us away in?
Huh?
What drill are you going to blow us away in?
What?
What drill will you blow us away?
Oh, I believe you can be amazed, even though I might not be the heaviest linebacker. I believe I'm probably one of the strongest. So definitely in the bench press, and you know, and I'm an all-around type guy, so I'm just a good athlete.